I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What else is trending? We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We'll read a headline. And then either Hannah will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more based off the details or the headline. And the first headline is a robot could be carrying your baby.
I'm scared. Keep it moving.
All right. No details about one of the most interesting things.
Nope. Don't want to do that.
All right. How about the most powerful male names in the U.S.? And yes, it is me.
Are you seriously in it?
I'm number one, actually.
Brett?
No,
really?
It's not Brett.
So I was going to say, there's no way.
So my name is actually Robert Brett Mega. Oh. I've always gone by my middle name. My parents have always gone by called me by my middle name. That's what it is. Number one, most powerful male baby name is Robert.
Hey, your government.
Wow. My dad's name, too.
Yeah. So we're powerful people. I actually start calling me Robert from now on, guys. I would want to be known as
you
powerful.
You are not a Robert.
I am a powerful Robert.
You are not a Robert. Let's start calling him Rob.
Stop.
Robbie.
Number two is Michael, James, John, Christopher, and William. All the most powerful.
Okay.
All like what the whitest white male names.
Where's Kevin on the list?
Yeah.
Didn't make it, Kevin.
No, I figured not.
Why is everyone obsessed with sleep maxing?
Well, that sounds great to me already. I don't even know what it is, but the name sounds cool.
This is so Gen Z. No, nearly half Americans are trying to optimize their sleep. It's now like one of the biggest wellness goals, like more than like exercising in terms of like going out and running. People want to maximize their sleep so much so they're investing in habits, tools, products, skipping caffeine, avoiding parties, buying blackout curtains are at an all-time high. People are spending extreme amounts of dollars to get the best possible sleep.
There's nothing better than good rest.
I agree.
Sleep actually sounds awesome. I'm actually trying to do the opposite. I'm trying to call it sleep lessing with three kids. That's like the new trend
yeah.
I'm trying to start.
Brett doesn't understand the trend.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
The new Freaky Friday came out with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, Freaky Friday 2, a couple of weeks ago. And it made me think, if we could Freaky Friday each other's lives here on the Brett Mega Show, whose life would we choose? Because we all live very, very different lives. Hannah lives with her brother and sister-in-law. AB lives alone. Kevin and I have families, kids completely different ages. We're into completely different things. Mm-hmm. We're just completely different. And so if you get an opportunity to switch places, who would you pick on the Brett Mega Show to switch lives with if you were given the chance? By the way, AB, you watched the new Freaky Friday. Is it good?
It was awesome.
Was it really?
Like, my family went into the theater being like, this is going to be mediocre. We were cackling. Jamie Lee Curtis, like, stole the show. She was so funny.
I actually liked the first one. I thought it was good, so I was excited. I mean, in my life, I don't get to watch movies, so if you want to watch movies, don't choose me.
I recommend it.
Don't choose me. Hannah, if you could Freaky Friday, can't choose your own. Well, I'm sure you're happy with your own life, but you have to pick someone's life to live. Myself, Kevin, or AB?
I actually would choose to live AB's life. And before anybody's like, oh my gosh, like you guys probably live similar lives. No, we actually live opposite lives. AB is like a super relaxed person. She doesn't really have like a ton of anxiety, and I would love...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To endure that for like even one day, she's able to relax and like sleep, watch TV, play her games. Like, I am not like that. I'm a go. Has to have like an activity.
Like, what did you do yesterday, AB?
At all times.
I played Sims for 6 hours straight and rewatched Nobody Wants This from beginning to end.
So like you 12 hours of screen time, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could never do that, so I would love to realize how that feels to like be able to like actually unwind.
I mean,
and
it was
enjoy,
the best day of my life, truly.
Enjoy TV. Like, the only TV I watch is the news, and that is for information so that I can like apply it to something else immediately, filled with anxiety. So I would love to be able to relax like AB can.
Okay. AB, then, who would you choose?
I actually chose Hannah.
Whoa! Yeah. I had a feeling you were going to flip-flop.
But I chose Hannah because she has a lot of little ones in her family.
Yes.
And so I think it would be fun to play with the babies. But I chose Hannah instead of Brett because with Hannah, I can go over there, hang out with them for a couple hours.
And then ship them off.
If they start crying, I'm leaving.
Yes.
With Brett,
That's
I have to just
point.
Be there.
You're in it.
Yes.
That's a good
That's
point.
That's a great reason.
That's a great
Kevin.
Reason. This was hard. Because I like little ones, and you guys, you know, Hannah's got some, Brett's got some.
I have three.
And then I thought, well, I would love to get back into the gym life, and that's Hannah's life. But I'm not a big fan of cottage cheese.
Hannah does love cottage cheese.
I do.
And, you know, even though Brett's got the little ones, man, he is just busy all the time with the show.
No one's
going to
pick me. I knew no one was picking me.
Definitely not.
And I was like, AB, I love me some Bob and Sharon. So, you know, and they're a good family.
My parents.
And it's also a lot of fun to just kind of do nothing and to watch all the TV shows that I really haven't watched. So I chose AB.
Good choice.
AB got last for me.
What?
Okay.
You hate being alone.
True.
I don't
like
being alone.
Brett would freak out.
6 hours of Sims sounds like a nightmare to me. And it actually seems like the complete opposite. She's the worst, like the best day of her life. Like, you're in punishment mode. Play Sims for 6 hours. I'd be like, I can't do this. But I will tell you this much. AB is the only person in the room that lives where there's a hot tub, and I love hot tubs.
Valid.
I almost chose
know that.
Yeah.
AB's apartment complex has a hot tub.
Kevin's like, yes.
Yes.
I love hot tubs that much that I almost chose playing Sims for 6 hours to sit in a hot tub for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I love
Fair
hot tubs.
Fair enough.
So then I was really torn between Hannah and Kevin. And
you know what,
for
life.
Hannah, I feel like she lives a little bit more of my older life. I'm on the go a lot.
Oh.
I like to be active. I like to be with my friends and family. Hannah and I, very similar. she has my old life. So I wanted my old life, but I feel like Kevin has my future life.
Oh, good. Point.
Older kids.
Oh, yeah.
So I was torn between my past and my present.
Interesting.
And I chose.
Deep road.
I know. I chose my future.
Oh.
I feel like I lived my life. I'm happy. I feel my cup is full. I would rather see my kids older. Kevin has a high schooler and a college kid, and I think that's cool. I'd rather get a glimpse into what life would look like as my kids get older. So I chose Kevin. Kevin, as much as I want to see the future, I almost didn't pick you because you have an hour-long commute
to work. That's what I was going to say. That was my drawback for Kevin, is I don't want a two-hour commute.
Like, I need to sit in the hot tub after this.
Kevin, if you had a shorter commute, I would have chose your life in a blink of an eye.
Let's do it for celebrities, though. What celebrity would you switch lives with? We want to hear that next. This is kind of fun to think about. If you could Freaky Friday your life with another somebody else's life. We did it for each other on the Brent Maher Show. But if you could choose a celebrity, who would you Freaky Friday your life with? AB had just recently saw the new Freaky Friday 2. Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan.
It was awesome.
It's so funny that that's back. And I thought the first one was great. Second one sounds awesome. No one chose me because, well, you can't even watch movies when you have three young kids under five. Which celebrity would you choose? If you could pick anyone to Freaky Friday, just boom, get a glimpse of their life, what would you choose?
This was really easy for me. I would pick Sabrina Carpenter. She's so tiny. She's so cute. She's absolutely exploded in fame. She's got to have a lot of different eras. She got her like cute Disney era, and now she's in like her adult sexy era, and she's getting to work with Taylor Swift. So check, check, and check. Hannah, and she gets to pick a Juno position.
I want to be cutie and tidy and try different positions and not be judged.
Yeah.
AB, who would you choose?
I chose Harry Styles because he's been on like a 5-year break and now he's just frolicking around the world. And I would love to just be traveling doing all that.
So funny. I chose someone who's traveling and you guys are not going to let me count it because it's probably not going to count as a celebrity. The host of The Amazing Race.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Phil. Colgan
or Phil Colgan. Yeah, Phil Colgan.
He's the worst host on TV. I can't stand him. I think he's the worst host. He stands on his little carpet and he goes, "You are the 5th team to arrive. You are the 7th team to arrive. You are the last team to arrive. You have been eliminated." That's all he does.
But he goes to all those places.
And he goes to travel.
Yeah.
Can I count that?
Yeah, that works.
That's good. I was going to choose a different celebrity, I was going to choose Steph Curry because I think it'd be cool to get game-winning shots at the buzzer and be able to do that. That's a real celebrity. I think that'd be cool. But I honestly, the person I'm most...
Phil's like, hey, I am a real celebrity.
I'm most jealous of this fake-ass celebrity Phil who does nothing and stand on a carpet and just travels around the world and tells people, you're the last team to arrive. He does nothing else.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty
And he gets
job.
Paid millions of dollars. Like, well, that's crazy.
I chose my wife's favorite celebrity, Ryan Reynolds.
Nice
because
move.
Because I want to know...
very hated, though.
Yeah. I don't care about him being very hated. I like him. I like him. I like him in Deadpool. I like the fact
you
want
to be
does...
married to Blake Lively?
I'm not worried about it. Look.
Yeah, wow. This game heavily scrutinized. Yeah. Wow.
Wait, okay. I wasn't prepared for that.
Blowback.
I was thinking more about owning Mint Mobile and, you know, the soccer team and doing all this stuff with Rob McElroy.
Kevin's going to get canceled after this.
Okay.
Cancel Kevin Burgoff. Cancel Kevin Burgoff.
He might know the truth. You should have chosen Justin Baldoni or Blake Lively. Then you would have known the truth.
No.
Like, what really happened? Kevin's like, guys, I finally solved that I became Blake Lively, and he either did or didn't. Like, what the hell? You chose Ryan Reynolds, and man, everyone came after you.
I chose poorly.
Poor Kevin. He's like, I just want my wife to think I'm sexy.
Yes!
That's the extent you have to go to.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Back to school week for a lot of families. If you are new to the Brent Maher Show, thank you. Hello. Welcome to the family. Hannah gives all the entertainment news. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
If you are anything like AB and love award shows, I have all the new announcements about the MTV Music Awards coming next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I hold this award show very close to my heart. Last night, the MTV Music Video Awards were announced. Who was going to be performing, what to look forward to. And if you know, you know, last year, like probably the number one thing I remember about last year's Music Video Awards was Sabrina Carpenter and the aliens. That made like every headline. They were grinding. It really made like the aliens or the astronauts
like relevant again. That used to be like so prominent for MTV were the astronauts, and I feel like they brought them back.
Alien sex became a thing after that. Yeah, that was a big thing. Yeah.
New trend. But we might be seeing the exact same thing happen again this year because Sabrina Carpenter is probably the biggest performer that they announced. So I'm very, very excited for that, especially with like how big she's gotten with now the Taylor Swift collaboration. So maybe we'll get like a little sneak peek of that or something. Other big artist that's going to be performing this year, Alex Warren. I feel like he's been getting booked for a lot recently.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know our company has like this giant performance and we booked him for that as well. And then they kind of just announced other smaller artists. Somber, who AB, you know, I love him. Busta Rhymes, DJ Snake, just like smaller people. And that gives me a little bit of fear that just shows that the VMAs are just, it's a smaller thing now. Like, I feel like back in the day, it used to be like huge performers. Like it was a giant list of big performers. And now we basically just got Sabrina as our girl and then smaller people.
I think more and more will get rolled out. But I do think Sabrina's the big one because that, remember, album Man's Best Friend comes out a week before the VMAs.
Yeah.
So the VMAs are like September 7th. Mm-hmm. Her album comes out about August 29th. So I think her, the week after her album comes out, is a huge booking. Like, we're going to get a new single, new songs, new stuff.
Right.
So I do think Sabrina's a big deal to book. Like, I do like Sabrina, and I feel excited about her.
Yeah, the astronauts, they're ready. They're geared up already.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
Let's do it. Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. See if you can get it right. Nearly half of women agree men should never wear to work what?
Okay. Not that I agree with this because I don't.
Kevin, one of us are wearing it.
Oh, I know what it is.
No, I'm not saying it's a hint.
I'm saying
she's saying it because she's going to look at one of us.
Right.
And that is you, Brett Maga. I'm going to say a hat.
Damn.
Wearing a hat.
I wear
right
a hat all
now.
The time.
Really?
I'm wearing a hat right now.
And I think
I get
some
up so
people,
early and I'd style my hair, then we wear headphones.
I wear
thing.
Hats too, so I can't hate on it, but I feel like a lot of people judge.
It is a
wears.
Good guess. It is a good guess.
I think it's what I'm wearing now, shorts.
Wow, that is a good guess too. A lot of judging in shorts.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say flip-flops.
Guys, those were excellent guesses.
Criminal, we're all wearing that.
All top, those are all top three, by the way, guys, that women feel like men should not be wearing. So it was 1, 2, and 3. Someone did get the correct answer. And someone is wearing it right now. Find out who it is next.
Megaminds.
Someone's wearing what everyone says you should never wear to work. At least for the Megamind question of the day, nearly half of women agree a man should never wear this to work. Hannah, your guess was?
I said a hat.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm wearing a hat today.
Brett's wearing a hat.
Kevin?
Shorts.
Kevin's
are you wearing
shorts?
I am wearing shorts.
I'm wearing shorts too.
Me too.
I said flip-flops.
I'm wearing flip-flops.
Someone got it correct, and that person who is wearing what women say they should never wear to work. Of course, it is not me. It is Kevin.
Yeah, I figured.
Women say you should never wear shorts to work.
Well, too bad.
Whatever. Are you wearing shorts, Brett?
No, I'm wearing pants.
Oh.
I'm classy.
Three
you know?
Out of the four of us are doing it
Are wearing
right,
shorts.
We're doing
wrong.
It right.
Yeah, we're doing it right. AB has been talking about doing something for years. She finally caved and did it. Find out what it is in 3 minutes. For years and years, AB has been talking about doing something, but just hasn't pulled the trigger. Said, I don't know if I should do it. She finally did it, guys. Mm-hmm. It's the Brett Maga Show. AB has been talking about buying a computer for one specific reason, and it's not for work. Tell everyone why.
So, I love Sims. And
hi, I'm AB, and I have a confession. I'm addicted to Sims.
Hi, AB.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
I'm a gamer.
I used to play Sims growing up. It was like one of my favorite things to do, but I used to play it on our old desktop computer that was like 25 years old now.
Same.
Like, I feel like that's what people
crazy.
Did. You played like Oregon Trail and Sims.
Yes.
Like,
yes!
The family
Oregon
and
then,
yeah,
Trail.
Yeah, Oregon Trail, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like that was the game. You like had the house computer and you go and log in AOL style. They just got rid of AOL, guys. Dial-up is ending. Mm-hmm. And that's what you used to do, though. You'd use
but
the family computer.
My family still has this desktop computer, but over the years it was like, will Sims work today? Will it not? It stopped working years ago. So I've just been watching YouTube videos
videos of people playing Sims.
No, wait, what?
And just all going, this stuff.
I wish that were me.
Literally, really? Like saving videos of houses. I'm like, I'm going to recreate that whenever I get Sims.
Oh, my
God. You watch
God.
YouTube videos of other people playing.
Oh, wow.
Of watching other people, basically.
Yes, yes. And I enjoy it, but it was also torture. And I've been telling myself for years, I need to get a computer for the sole purpose of playing Sims.
Why can't you do it on your Mac?
It would destroy my computer.
Sims would?
Yes. Why? I think that's the reason, like, our old computer doesn't work anymore. There's so many games on it.
So Sims is toxic, it gives it a virus.
If I had it on my work computer, I would literally be playing Sims in the middle of the game, in the middle of the show. Like there's no way.
Look at AB, she's building a house.
We don't need that.
You yeah. would be doing the show in the middle of the game.
I'd be looking at Kevin and then recreating him on Sims as the show is going on.
Kevin's kid is obsessed with Grow Your Garden.
Yes.
Kids nowadays, man, you'd be growing gardens and building homes, man.
Yes.
This is a wild world out there.
But I've been telling you, you're putting your creativity to good use.
Yeah. I've been telling myself for years, I'm going to buy a gaming computer. And for whatever reason, the other day I woke up and I was just like, today's the day. I'm doing it.
Oh.
I did no research.
You just went to the store and said, this is
it. I literally walked into Best Buy.
The addiction and craving got so strong.
Yes. I walk into Best Buy. I go up to one of the workers. I go, hey, I need a gaming computer specifically to play Sims. And there was a group of like these guy workers there that just started laughing at me. And one of them goes, yeah, we get a lot of you guys in here.
Oh. No way. No way.
So they knew exactly where to take me, get this laptop.
Oh my God.
This one will be perfect. I was in and out in 20 minutes. They knew exactly what to do.
Were those guys cute and were you embarrassed?
I wasn't embarrassed. It honestly made me feel great because I was like, I'm not alone.
Found my people.
Yes.
Best Buy.
I should have been like, have any cute guys come in looking for gaming computers to play Sims?
They would have said, absolutely not. None of the guys that walked in and asked for a gaming computer to play Sims were cute.
Would you want to find a gamer guy?
I think we could sit there and game together.
Hannah wants to know if she can find a guy and play Sims with.
Yeah. I have nothing against that at all.
Oh, wow.
He's out there, apparently.
And I'm the happiest I've ever been.
So you bought the laptop, and it could only play. So is that the only thing you could do on this laptop? It just sits in your.
I can download more games. I have no need or want to.
But this is the only purpose you use.
The only purpose
it's
is
like
to
the
play
old
Sims.
School home computer sitting in your kitchen probably.
Yeah.
And with the Sims, how much do you spend on a Sims laptop? Can you tell us?
Sims 4 to buy, it's free, but that's how they get you because then you want all the expansion packs. So naturally, I've already bought two expansion packs. That was $80.
And then how much was the computer?
Over $1,000.
$1,000 for a Sims computer. I thought these things were going to be
like $400.
No, I got a good one.
You got a good,
girl who claims she has to eat ramen every day.
This is why I eat ramen. I've been saving up for this moment in my life.
Okay. I thought laptops were like $300-$400 nowadays.
No, I got a good one.
I might as well have gotten a MacBook.
I can't run out of storage because I have to download all the custom content and outfits.
Yeah. Of course.
And the hair and the makeup.
You got to have the computer with all the storage.
That's right.
Don't they have like funky keyboards too? Like do you have a funky
keyboard? The guy kept trying to like lure me in and be like, do you want a gaming computer mouse? I don't need my mouse to light up.
You gotta get
one of those
gaming chairs.
Oh yeah, you need a gaming chair.
My apartment is so tiny; it would take up the entire thing.
Maybe he's gonna have a gaming chair. That's what we know we've lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.